Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. All three Lansing high schools, Eastern, Everett, and Sexton, failing to meet the adequate yearly progress standards that are part of the No Child Left Behind law. And while they're joining over 700 schools in Michigan with that unfortunate distinction, the question remains, why are these standards not being met and what can be done to change that? To find out, I'm joined by Lansing Schools Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace Jr. Welcome to the program, Dr. Wallace.
Well, good evening, Mike. How are you?
Very good. For Eastern, it was the eighth consecutive year of missing the standards, while Everett and Sexton met the standards previously but failed to do so this time around. With all three schools getting a letter grade of a D, why are our three high schools failing to meet these goals?
Well, when I look at the school district some 5 years ago when I came, it was a reality that we had some concerns about all three of our high schools not meeting adequate yearly progress. So we launched a campaign that was very strategic, very structured, that would enable them to continue to improve student achievement and thereby meet AYP. Mm-hmm. Sexton and Everett did that. Eastern, as you might recall, was a quarter of a percent short last year. Now, that was good news for us because that meant that all three of our high schools had substantial progress. Now, this past year, the standards, if you will, or the bar, was raised some 8 to 12 percentage points. And as we looked at our challenge, it was even greater, even though we have consistently improved student achievement, we didn't get over the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, it simply means that we must do more, we must do better, we must work harder in order to regain our status of meeting adequate yearly progress. So it's a challenge for us, Mike.
I mean, do you consider the failure to meet these goals a real indication of a problem, or do you think the goals themselves don't clearly indicate how schools are really doing?
Well, they definitely are not real. No one can convince me that 60% of our schools in the state of Michigan are failures. They are not real. They are artificial. They represent a snapshot in time for a student. In no way do they indicate the level of achievement for that student. MEET test has never, ever been an achievement test. It has developed and morphed into that over the years, and it was never intended for that purpose. So I do not, you know, consider that as the true measure for Lansing or other schools in the state of Michigan.
What about the effect of these annual tests? Do you think they do encourage school districts to take steps to improve their school systems?
So they certainly do. We've operated for the last several years under the provisions of No Child Left Behind, you know, which was the federal measure of how well schools were doing. Though many of us really did not think that No Child Left Behind was a fair assessment because many of the components of that are unrelated to student achievement. And if you miss one unrelated area, you don't make adequate yearly progress. So the analogy that I always use is if you have a school of 500 students,
mm-hmm.
and 500 students score 100% proficiency on the test, but you don't test enough students, you don't make adequate yearly progress.
I see. I'm talking to Lansing School Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr. Dr. Wallace, other schools receiving A grades in the Lansing area included East Lansing High School and Holt High School. When you compare these schools to Lansing's high schools, what do you consider the key reasons for their succeeding?
Well, first of all, I'm not that knowledgeable about East Lansing or Holt. I apologize for that, but, you know, I've been here, this is my fifth year, and my focus has been on Eastern section and Lansing.
Understood.
So I can't make an adequate comparison, but here's the fundamental flaw. MEAP was never intended to compare school districts or schools. It just doesn't meet that purpose or that focus, but community pressure has forced us to look at comparisons. And so when you do that, you cannot take in all of the particular characteristics of a particular school or of a particular district.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to compare, it has to be apples to apples. And in the question that you ask, you know, I can't in my own school district compare two high schools because the demographics are different, the population is different, the rate, the absentee is different, you know, the discipline is different. So it's not easy for me to compare two schools in my own district, because they're decidedly different.
Now, I want to focus on Eastern High School, which, as you mentioned, failed because its graduation rate was one quarter percent below its 66.6% goal. But with about a third of students not finishing school at Eastern, what's your view for the reason for that failure? I mean, is that due to failure by teachers or the way the programs are structured?
Well, there's... two fundamental points in a school district where failure of students occur for whatever reason, and that's the transition from sixth grade to seven and the transition from 9 to 10. And when I look at the dropout rate at Eastern, it's noticeable that there are a number of youngsters that leave the institution between those years, and it accounts for the high dropout rate and really lowers the opportunity to increase the graduation rate.
Mm-hmm. You know, we hear nowadays even a high school degree isn't adequate to get a well-paying job, that a college degree has just become a minimum requirement at this point. Where does that leave these students who are dropping out of our Lansing high schools? Where do they go from here?
Well, we have approximately 316, maybe more, that we've identified and that we've enrolled in our alternative education program. And we think after initiating that last year, second semester, that it has a lot of promise for the future. And we think it'll serve as a safety net to get some of those 300-plus youngsters back into school and enable them to meet the graduation requirement. So you're right. It is a challenge that we have, and it's not going to happen unless we create the environment for those youngsters to re-enter and then to have a successful experience and to graduate.
Well, the Lansing School District is likely to continue facing budget cuts, larger classroom sizes. With these underlying dynamics, how do you see educators being able to turn things around when it comes to improving testing results?
The role of the superintendent and the administration is to make certain that the environment in each of our schools gives teachers a fair opportunity to teach, and that in turn translates into an environment where students can learn. So one of the subtle things, and maybe not so subtle, is creating an environment for youngsters to be successful. That is our number one priority if we do a good job of that, mm-hmm. achievement will come. And we believe that.
Now, finally, I know you're leaving in about a year from now. How do you view the progress or lack of it when it comes to the city's high schools? And what are the reasons to be optimistic about the future?
Well, because in the last 7 years, the Lansing schools as a district has made adequate yearly progress, 7 consecutive years. And if you look at the annual achievement, the curve is upward. We've made substantial improvement in student achievement every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us some optimism because we're not sliding back at any point. And, you know, we know that the measure that we've been held to, or the standard that we've been held to, has now become quite controversial. And the reauthorization is certainly in question because there are those that are questioning whether or not No Child Left Behind was simply a punitive measure or whether it has served its intended purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe the federal government is going to conclude that No Child Left Behind was not a fair measure, and it's going to be set aside in light of the next effort. So I think you'll see that coming down the pike within the next several months.
Lansing School Superintendent Dr. T.C. Wallace, Jr., thank you very much for joining me, Dr. Wallace.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you.
And we'll be